If you hate the government, can you either do something about it or leave, please? 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 How can you hate everything? Are you gonna draw a damn anarchist sign on your palm?
Because I've been fucked with by aliens in my dreams.
What up, dietitians? Back, you're back for another episode of the Strange Diet Broadcast. And as always, I'm extremely delighted and thrilled we all can come together once a week to do this thing. And this time is no different. Very thrilled to be able to get it done with y'all. Been having a bit of an interesting week, dietitians. I'm not really going to get into my personal situation, but I'm just going to let it, I'm just going to say it, because there's a chance that the frequent listeners are going to pick up on these different tonal frequencies of my voice that maybe they don't even realize that's what it is, but they're just like, yo, I can tell that the host of the show is kind of a little mentally fucked up right now. And you know what? You're right. But that's okay. I've kind of figured out ways to appreciate that. This is going to be a kind of a morbid relation, but I don't know how many people out there are aware that, okay, first of all, we all know cancer is really dangerous and it can kill the shit out of you when you least want it. Of course, that's a bad thing, but trees get their own form of cancer, and it's not really called cancer. It's called mistletoe. And trees will get mistletoe, and mistletoe ceases any communication with the with the tree. Like, it doesn't communicate. It's two separate plants. One's feeding off the life of the tree. And that would be the mistletoe. What I'm getting at is, plenty of times mistletoe will end up killing the tree, spreading, you know, to where it's just too far gone and the tree dies. But there are times when the tree fights off the mistletoe and just experiences an extreme burst of growth and becomes even healthier and stronger than it could have been without it. You know, and kind of what I'm saying is, like, yeah, I'm a little bit mentally tortured and emotionally tortured right now, but I appreciate it mainly because, like, I'm giving myself the opportunity to become stronger, you know, with this, if I can push through this. And the same thing goes for every single person. And I'd like to, you know, I'm just stating this for hopefully there's a dietitian out there that can make use of this statement, and hopefully they can find themselves being able to use that analogy for some sort of strength that they can provide to themselves. Because I know as much as anyone, sometimes it's impossible to find an outside source of confidence and strength. And it's such a valuable thing to have and maintain. And, you know, and I know on the surface sometimes it looks like, wow, man, everyone's got it. Like, you know what? I'm just going to fucking say it. There are times when I don't fucking want to see a smile. I don't want to see a smile on the face of someone. And that's a completely selfish desire. What am I supposed to do? Lie about that? No. I'm going to fucking mention it. It's just how we do it on this show. Y'all know that.
You are listening to the Strange Diet Broadcast. Keep it locked down every week for your own personal taste of Radio Liberty, and subscribe on iTunes, the Windows Store, or your favorite web browser. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/strangediet for other subscription options, and join the Dietitian Coalition.
You know what, though, dietitians? I'm going to do myself a favor and try to save myself here and talk about something that's just awesome. Something that you can't get down for. There's only a handful of things like that in the world. We know the obvious ones. I mean, of course, trick-or-treating and shit be going down. If you're too damn old for it, I understand. Get your kids out there, put them to work. Tell them they can't come back in till, you know, there's like a 5 Reese's Pieces fee. Get the door back unlocked. That you can't get down for that, candy. Personally, I can't get down for the show. Every time I turn on the microphone, I just get an upliftment. It's not like a drug, though, because it's not expensive. So it's almost better, but it's more work and it takes longer for the effect. So there's pros and cons, ladies and gentlemen, to everything in life. So, I mean, if you can afford it, stick with drugs. You can even stick with drugs you've never tried. All you got to do is, you know, visit your local family practitioner doctor. Just ask him for some. The Dope Man. This show is about another brilliant thing that I've gotten to experience in my lifetime. And I'm sure many dietitians as well are very familiar with the 1990s. That's what this show is really going to be about, is remembering the olden days. That's kind of weird, huh? It's like the olden days for me. For some people, the olden days are like World War II. Oh, I remember the olden days. We used to drive around in Model Ts. But for me, the olden days are the 1990s. And when I think about the 1990s, man, like, I'm thinking of Fun Dip. Who remembers Fun Dip? It's that stuff. You get like this giant Pez candy. You dip that stuff in a little Kool-Aid powder. It's like really organized candy. It like comes in like this trifold pack. Different flavors of powder. Like these Pez sticks that you could... That was nice candy structure. Where is the candy structure like that? I don't know what happened. We're supposed to be evolving. The 90s had some badass candy. I mean, Oreo O's. I mean, come on. Does it get better than that? I'm actually going to answer my own question. The answer is grunge music. Drums right here. Out of control, man. Over 20 years ago with this shit, sounds so fresh still. Gotta give it up to Chris Cornell. Just one of many great freaking minds coming out of the 1990s. And, you know, at least musically. So thanks, Mr. Cornell, for that. We all love you. I'm making Soundgarden my honorable mention of this show. They're a great band. You know, I understand they're already famous. You know, they've already had their run. But this is we remember the 90s, so... It's gonna be related to our subject here, and if you're not already a big Soundgarden fan, and let's just say, you know, you don't know where to turn musically, you're like, what do I need to explore next? I'm at a crossroads here, or more like a cul-de-sac here. Well, that's what I'm gonna recommend for this week is get your Soundgarden fill in. There's a lot of material out there too. And also like all their footage of their live stuff, that's really entertaining to check out as well. Soundgarden is not the only wonderful talent of the 90s. To profile a couple of others here, I'm not saying Green Day is a great product of the 90s. I will say that the 90s, you know, in the 90s they were cool. I don't know what happened. The 90s are definitely known for some amazing rap too. I don't hear a rap like this, really. Brother that they call friend. Who is it? That black brother that they call friend. Who is it? That black brother that they call friend. You step to me, you gotta step to a Mac 10. That black brother that they call friend. You're listening to MC Ren, Final Frontier, released in 1992 off the solo debut EP, Kiss My Black Ass. In the air, let me hear you say, hold and start the violence going on through an MC Ren show. I don't really care, people are fighting in the crowd. I only got one concern, that's my vocals pumping loud. I'm of course, an MC Ren of NWA, one of the five musical geniuses that made up NWA. The reason for that, because the sucker, he was standing there. This stuff's not gonna get old for me. Moving on to some smooth sounds of 90s reggae. Let them play. Got Eka Mouse right here with the song Let Them Play. Let them play. From 1991's unique album.
Let your children play. Let them play. Let them play. Let them play. Let them play. Let your children play. It's like a king without a throne. It's like a man. Let the children play. They wanna be left alone. They wanna play on their own. Let the children play. La la let them 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 play. Let the children play. If it snows, let them play. If it rains, let them play.
Got you. You got your gum original. You got your gum original. Our entertainers, gum original. You got your gum original. You got your gum original. Our entertainer. Who are you? Gum original. It ain't nothing strange.
And of course, another iconic band of the sound of the 1990s, 311, with their 1999 single, Come Original.
You got to come original, our entertainers, come original. You got to come original, you got to come original, our entertainer. Here I, Black Eyed Peas, they come in full range, and no effects, they come in full range, and run the dice, it's coming full range. You want Mr. Vegas, no, it ain't easy.
Original. unforgettable music for sure. I think that's my favorite part of the 90s. There was a lot of good shit though, but the music, if we could just get that back somehow in the new day. Seriously, music isn't the same. I'm getting old already. I can't help it though. I can't stop. It's like a freight train in fifth gear. Actually, I bet you trains don't even have gears, but it's like a freight train going really fast into the future. And I'm on it. I'm like hanging for dear life to 1997. And it's just, it's not stopping. It just won't stop. That's what I'm dealing with right now. Dietitian. I don't know who else feels like this. I can't be the only one. I think I'd settle for 1998. I remember the home run chase with Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa. That was a hell of a fucking publicized like thing. If the history only knew how badly that record would be shattered in just like 10 more years. By Barry Bonds, of course, but I think he got found out for steroiding. But so did Mark McGwire. So why don't they just get rid of the record? I mean, I think everyone, I mean, you can't catch everybody. So why test for it? It's kind of a jacked up thing to like want in professional sports is, you know, they're legalizing that shit, but you can't tell. I mean, the records, like, what do they mean then if like people could potentially be on performance enhancing shit? I guess they don't mean that much. Oh damn, this song is gonna end. Then I'm gonna have to talk with silence. It might get awkward, ladies and gentlemen. At least I'm warning you. Mostly I just don't want the song to end because it's a rad song. I haven't heard it since the fucking 90s. It's been quite a while. Even with YouTube up and running and stuff, 90s seems so far in the rearview mirror, I can't even remember most of this crap. I had to do like extensive research just to decide which audio tunes to basically put you through as fans of the show. Like, how am I going to influence the lives of these people who just decide to press play? And, you know, of course, each and every week I have to come up with new ways to either entertain / annoy all the listeners, or new ways to entertain or annoy myself. It's the never-ending struggle here on the show. In the 90s, the ways to entertain yourself were definitely different than the ways we entertain ourselves now. I can remember, like, actually going outside to play. That was, like, a legitimate option. I seriously remember legitimately considering asking my neighbors to play tag, hide and seek, skateboarding up and down the road, like normal kid stuff to do. I mean, what? It was normal to do that. Now, like, people are afraid to get, like, turn. Oh, I'm gonna ask little Jimmy down the road if he wants to play ball. Well, you knock on the door, and little Jimmy's mom comes up to the door and says, "Actually, Jimmy's on his iPad right now. He's afraid of human interaction. So if you could just leave, you know, and never come back. And we're fearful you might actually have Ebola. So if you could definitely move away, I'd feel a lot safer. If not, I'm actually going to have to get a hold of the CDC and hopefully get you quarantined in one of the FEMA camps right outside of my city." It's funny until it happens to me, ladies and gentlemen. Then it's hilarious. Anyways, who remembers this?
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yeah. So, like, honestly, I was a little kid and stuff, but I remember when that was happening with the Bill Clinton, like, lying under oath or some stuff like that about the Monica Lewinsky. One thing I remember and important to me about the 90s is that's when I really learned as a human being that politicians, like, they just can't stop lying. Even when they're getting caught lying, they try to lie through the lies. And Bill Clinton's one of the ultimate liars. I mean, he lied under oath, like, actually got away with it, finished, or no, he did not get away with that. He didn't got impeached, like, unbelievably. He was actually doing great, I think. Like, I don't remember, like, this multi-trillion dollar national debt. probably because he was so good at lying about it. But, I mean, who else? He was lying to Hillary, I guess, cause, unless Hillary knew, and she was lying about not knowing. And if she was, she should be on the all-star cast of 90s Liars as well. Thank you, Decade. I mean, at least we all realized it was all just BS. All the presidential shit is BS and stuff. I guess Ron Paul's been letting us know that since the 90s. And coincidentally enough, in 2014, I think he is about 90 years old. I remember Saved by the Bell, Friends, The Simpsons, of course, Full House, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, probably one of my greatest inspirations, Seinfeld, and definitely Seinfeld, above almost all other things, has impacted the show more than anything else. That show is fucking awesome. Too bad that guy, I don't even know his name, the dude that plays Kramer, he's famous, pretty much crashed and burned hard, and that guy isn't doing anything anymore. Kind of feel sad. I know he had a comedy sketch that went wrong. I don't think he really, like, he didn't have a fucking backup plan when his shit went wrong, and he bailed out of the airplane with no parachute, and now his fucking career's done. I gotta make sure I don't do that one day. Otherwise, my career's done. Alright, dietitians, I'm gonna do a favor for both of us here. Crank on another 90s tune. I don't know what to go with. I'm rolling around a couple of different options in my head. A big part of me wants to just get some Alanis Morissette out the way. She's just like the sound of 90s. She's like 1995 in skin. It's like she's in the runnings for this. I also want to, man, something about it just doesn't seem right unless I throw on some kind of Korn, or like some sort of nu metal style, like early beginnings of nu metal. Korn, I think, is the most appropriate example in my mind. Super 90s sound, dude, a lot of this stuff. I'm going to go with something different, though. I'm just going to keep this lying low in the background. Cranberries, of course. Pretty much their only hit, I think, Zombie. Pretty sick song, though. Marilyn Manson deserved to be in there. Just that, like, he kind of was the first dude I remember, besides Kiss, to dress like a female and, you know, act like one, I guess. No offense, Gene Simmons. I don't know. Fuck that, though. I like Marilyn a hell of a lot more than I like Kiss. I feel like this episode is almost borderline unfair. There's just, you know, too much to really mention in just one episode's time. I mean, I didn't even get a chance to mention Blind Melon. It's heartbreaking. Anyhow, all you dietitians out there, once again, if y'all need to get a hold of me, go ahead and email me at strangedietfuture@gmail.com. Let me know what's going on in your lives. Dietitians, thank you for checking the show out this week. I hope you enjoyed our little journey to the 90s. I hope it was fun. I think I'm gonna wrap it up, though, for the most part. Let the Cranberries take us out. By the way, though, before I get out of town here, just want to mention, come back in a week too, because got an exciting one coming up. The next episode will feature budding artist Jared Bernan. We're gonna talk to him for the length of the show. And of course, we all love artists. They're doing great things for the future, in my mind. Definitely trying to keep the world fresh, keep new ideas floating around. So big props to all the artists out there for doing that. Definitely come back in a week, because we're going to get a chance to talk to a very talented guy one-on-one. Like I said, he goes by the name of Jared Bernan, also known as the Rap Prince. If you can't wait, you really can find him on WordPress. Just search up the Rap Prince. You can even go to Google, search up WordPress Rap Prince, and you'll be able to find it like that. So definitely thanks to Jared for being a part of the Strange Diet broadcast. Thanks again to all the wonderful musicians from the 90s I sampled for this episode. And of course, thank you to all the dietitians out there. If you're into the show, make sure you hit us up on facebook.com/strangediet. Hit us up with a like. Show some love. Down, down, out.
Thank you for supporting Strange Diet Broadcast. Please use the email address strangedietfuture@gmail.com to contact the show and when writing in for surveys taken. Please use this email address to leave questions, comments, and concerns about the show. And remember, whatever you say might make it onto the air.